Stars, written by Elderly Wizard, and read by Hello Moon. It feels weird to miss the stars when she hasn't seen them in 25 years anyway. Maybe it's that she'd held out some hope that she'd surface again, deep in her heart, and now there's no chance. Maybe it's that seeing this new sky, so similar and yet so different, reminds her of nights in her childhood, catching fireflies and trying to make out constellations. Oksana can't help but wonder if Coda and the other vestiges ever felt homesick like this. She's shaken out of her thoughts by heavy footsteps to her right. Amber plops down beside her on the sand, stretching back and folding her hands under her head.
"Hey, Bubba, stop thinking so much. I can smell the smoke from 10 feet away."
Oksana smiles at her, folding her legs to her chest.
"I'll do my best."
Of all the people to end up alone in a new dimension with, she's glad it's Amber, as silly as that sounds. Even just of exes, she's just glad it's Amber she's stranded with. This could have been far, far more awkward. She allows herself to consider being her main for about 2 seconds before discarding that thought. Thank you very much. Even after all this time, it's Amber. Amber tilts her head towards the sky and squints.
"More stars than I remember."
"Different planet." She shrugs.
"Fair enough."
Now that Amber's pointed it out, Oksana realizes she's right. The night is littered with little lights. Back home, they always had to squint to make them out. This sky is more of a dark blue than the pitch black of home. She remembers the one constellation she'd always been good at identifying. A bear with a particularly bright star for the nose. There had been one of Coda, once, too. But back then, as a child, she painted the same mind as all of the others, which is to say, very little.
"Do you remember the bear constellation?" she asks Amber.
"Oh, sure," Amber responds. "Real important for navigation at sea. I could probably point it out for I could talk." She frowns, but declines to share whatever's bothering her. They're silent for a while before Oksana blurts out,
"They're all new now."
Amber looks at her curiously. "Different stars? New stars?"
"New constellations," Amber offers.
"Not yet. Humans make those up."
"Guess we'll have to make some up."
For some reason, that makes her smile. She looks up again, scanning for... "There!" She points to a cluster that, if she squints, looks like a sparrow taking flight.
"That one's a bird."
Amber examines the area, tilting her head.
"I think I see it."
She points to the opposite side of the sky.
"That one's like a big eye, staring at us or some shit."
"Yeesh." Oksana makes a face.
"Creepy.
You didn't say they had to be nice constellations."
"Fair enough."
Without thinking, she reaches out to trace the anchor tattoo on Amber's bicep, pointing at another cluster.
"That one looks just like..."
She realizes what she's doing and her breath catches, dropping her hand immediately. But Amber barely seems to blink, too busy studying the stars.
Yeah, it does."
She looks at Oksana with an expression she can't read.
"Good eye."
They used to spend nights like this on the shoreside, just lying side by side and shooting the shit. Amber's face is wrinkled now, and Oksana knows her own is as well. This isn't the same world, and they aren't the same people. But when Amber reaches out and takes her hand, it doesn't feel different after all. The end.